In today's show, a historic day going down in history. I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis and quoting the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser. On this day in 2024, President Bukele is reelected by the widest margin over his rivals by any leader in any country in history. Let's go. Also breaking news, a report suggests that a Hong Kong spot Bitcoin ETF could receive approval within the next 90 days. Can you say game theory in full effect? We'll also be discussing Rich Dad Poor Dad author Robert Kiyosaki says he owns Bitcoin for protection and predicts the collapse of stocks and the bond markets. Shout out to Rich Dad. Also, Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, predicts a timeline for the new Bitcoin all-time high and says Bitcoin won't go below this floor price. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin and Ethereum have a free walk to new all-time highs amid unprecedented bullish setup, according to this top crypto expert. We'll also be discussing the Wolf of All Streets, Scott Melker, explaining Bitcoin having sending the Bitcoin price action to $240,000 per coin. Also, billionaire venture capitalist Tim Draper doubles down on Bitcoin, foresees a moment where people won't want US dollars anymore. That's right. I'll be breaking down his latest Bitcoin price predictions. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And with that being shared, today is pod episode number 1541. I'm your host, JV, and today is February 4th, 2024, a historic day everyone will remember forever. You heard that right. Let's kick it off with our market watch as we do each and every day. You can see Bitcoin pulling back some. We're trading at 42,800 at the time of the stream. We got Ether pulling back some too, just under 2,300. BNB, the only one barely in the green as most of the alts are correcting and in the red. And since Friday and Saturday, we've been holding on to 43. So we just dropped below that support here this morning or this afternoon. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap sits at a respectable 1.65 trillion with 30 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance barely on the rise, 51.2%, with the Ether dominance at 16.8%. My question for y'all, how high do you think this Bitcoin dominance is likely to climb throughout this year? Do you think we'll recapture 60 or potentially 70%? I'd love to know your thoughts. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, we got Flare, leading the pack up a whopping 21%, followed by Ronin up 8%, followed by Pendle up 5%. And below that, you can see the rest of the alts. And I'm curious, which alts, if any, are you most bullish on for this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get a visual perspective on the daily. Not looking so great for the overall crypto market right now, but we do got a handful of significant gainers in the green, including FLR, and Ron. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 60 in greed. Yesterday, a 60. Last week, a 54. And last month, a 72 in greed. And checking out the Bitcoin halving clock. That's right. It's only 2.5 months away until the Bitcoin halving, which is the biggest event to occur in crypto. And it only occurs every 4 years. The estimated halving date is scheduled to take place at this time on April 18th. If you're pretty ecstatic for that, let me know, family. But anyways, family, let's dive into our next story of the day, discuss some Bitcoin technical analysis, aka astrology for men, and where the Bitcoin price action is likely to go next. The headline reads, Bitcoin faces sell the news event before the 2024 Bitcoin price all-time high. We all know it's destiny. Bitcoin will return to price discovery mode this year. It was written. Let me know if you agree. Anyways, Decent Trader says Bitcoin will test investors' resolve before Q4 all-time high. Bitcoin has around 1 month of sideways price action before the markets begin to react to the upcoming block subsidy halving, according to Decent Trader. Summarizing the Bitcoin price roadmap for this year, the CEO and co-founder Phil Philb told readers to expect a spike in buying around 2 months before the halving date, currently estimated for April 18th. This will be followed by yet another sell the news event, similar similar to the events surrounding the launch of the spot Bitcoin ETFs back in January. Quoting him here, circa 75 days remain until the Bitcoin halving, with it due to occur around the 18th April 2024. This is important if we make a simple assumption that there will be buying interest sometime before the halving. I would expect this to be no later than 6 weeks before the halving or around the second week of March. This would mean the Bitcoin has around 30 days from now to meander through its corrective phase before finding the FOMO demand anticipated. FOMO like a mofo. Anticipation among speculators can take Bitcoin to its current two-year highs of 49,000, which we tapped, within the past couple of weeks before the sell-off, unfortunately, that took us back down to 38, but we have corrected and regained some momentum as we are currently back above 42. Thereafter, however, the path opens up to the price discovery before hitting 2024 is over, a phenomenon seen during Bitcoin's last halving year in 2020. Quoting him again, Bitcoin has a tendency to front-run the sell the news with a halving, so bear that in mind, pun intended. And quoting him again, following the halving, Bitcoin has taken 220 to 240 days to break the new all-time highs. I'm expecting a similar outlook with Bitcoin taking a trip to new all-time highs in mid to late quarter four, 2024, which gives some time for a correction to test the investors' resolve in between. Now the Bitcoin halving, is it no different this time? What are your thoughts? The timing of the coming months' Bitcoin price fluctuations makes quarter one difficult to navigate for traders. Beyond Bitcoin-specific factors, macroeconomic and geopolitical hurdles are lining up to cause the wider risk asset turbulence. These include United States banking systems weakening, something which Arthur Hayes, which I covered in great detail in yesterday's pod, former CEO of crypto exchange BitMEX, sees coming ahead in March. And let's not forget, last year around this time, we had the regional banking crisis, which sent Bitcoin parabolic. I think Bitcoin started the year off 2023, roughly 18,000. And before you knew it, we were back above 40,000. Others believe a new all-time high for Bitcoin will not come until the end of 2025. But for Phil, there is a little reason to be overly optimistic on the coming weeks and what it will bring. What has become apparent is that a lot of people are convincing themselves that Bitcoin is going to run to new all-time highs ahead of the halving because it's different this time. Quoting him again, I personally expect this to be no different to previous instances. There is an uncannily accurate market cycle schematic for Bitcoin, born out of the emotions of investors into an asset to which many are emotionally attached, and it seems unwise to expect to break this favorably now. So there you have it. Now, quoting the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Kaiser, give me 1 second to blow into my mouse because there's a nipsy hair preventing me from being able to move my mouse. 1 second. See if that did the trick, and it did. So quoting the high priest right here on this day in 2024, President Bukele is reelected by the widest margins over his rivals by any leader in any country in history. In fact, there's actually, you can check on Bukele's timeline. You can see video footage from cities like Long Island, New York, shout out Strong Island, where I was born, Texas, Virginia, and all the Salvadorans representing and voting for Bukele. And also, as Stacy shared here, what will President Bukele's margin of victory be in today's election? Looks like 49% believe, 90 to 100% approval. 30% say 80 to 90%, 12% 70 to 79%, and 60 to 69% by 8.5%. Now, also other breaking news worthy here. Breaking news supports Hong Kong spot Bitcoin ETF could receive approval in the next 90 days. Now, I've been covering this expediting the process ultimately to get these ETFs approved in Hong Kong now that they have officially went live in January of this year in the United States. This potential milestone prompts a big question for the crypto community. Will Bitcoin's price pump or dump in response to an ETF approval in Hong Kong? Let me know your thoughts, family, in the comments right down below. Let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss the latest with Mr. Robert Kiyosaki. Rich Dad played a pretty strong role in my life as a young entrepreneur because I read the book he did with Donald Trump when I was in my younger 20s. And I also read, I don't even remember the title of it, but it was way back in the day. And I also read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I remembered a lot of the, you know, philosophies and theories which were presented in that book to get me to think different like an entrepreneur. So it's really cool to see it full circle, Rich Dad being full-blown Bitcoin advocate, because back in the day, it was only gold, silver, hedge against the dollar is going to collapse. But obviously, for the past whatever, 5, 6, 7 years, he has been very bullish on Bitcoin and a pretty strong proponent. And I got a lot of respect for Kiyosaki. So let's discuss this headline right here. Rich Dad says he owns Bitcoin for protection. Wow. Predicts collapse of stocks and bond markets. That's what's up. Kiyosaki specifically mentions the stellar performance of the Magnificent Seven stocks, which includes shares of tech titans such as Tesla, Meta, Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, and NVIDIA. Citing data from banking giant Goldman Sachs, Yahoo Finance says the Magnificent Seven collectively soared by 71% in 2023, while the rest of the stocks in the S&P just gained 6% in the same time frame. And according to Rich Dad, the rise of the Magnificent Seven is making investors believe that the U.S. economy is in a position to witness more growth, quoting him here. The stock market is climbing higher and higher. Suckers actually believe the economy is strong. Suckers. Don't be fooled. The Magnificent Seven, financed by the U.S. government dollars, keeps the stock market up. Preach. Please be careful. Stocks and bond markets are about to crash. That's why I respect this guy, man. Much love, Kiyosaki. He highlights that he continues to hold Bitcoin to protect himself against the actions of the Fed, the Treasury Department, as well as Wall Street. Tell him, quoting him here, why I own Bitcoin. Bitcoin is protection against the theft of our wealth via our money. Fed Chairman Jay Powell, Treasury Secretary Finance Miss Yellen, and Wall Street bankers steal our wealth via our money, specifically via inflation, taxation, and stock price manipulation. Wow, that actually can be put into some bars right there. That is why I save and invest in Bitcoin, not stocks, bonds, and fake dollars. So there you have it. But anyways, fam, let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss the latest from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, and his target. Here coming up for the halving. Shout out to Plan B, by the way. The widely followed analyst is predicting the timeline for Bitcoin to spark a new rally to new all-time highs. Send it. In a new update to his subs, he shared that Bitcoin is unlikely to ever dip below $31,000 ever again, based on Bitcoin's 200-week moving average, quoting him here. Historically, when Bitcoin is diverging from the moving average line, it won't drop below that line. So that could mean, not a guarantee, but it could mean, that's also my opinion, that we will not drop below 31,000 again. It's sort of the floor at the moment. So let me know if you agree with that sentiment. He also says the nice thing is that the floor is rising because you can see the 200-week moving average is always going up. It's always rising. So next month, it'll not be 31,000, it'll be 32, the 35,000. Plan B goes on to say that the top crypto asset by market cap will likely see a new all-time high in quarter four of this year before ultimately crashing, as he shares here. After the 90% orange dots you can see in the stock to flow chart here on your screen, always comes 100% red dots, the new all-time high. So this means that we will see another all-time high before another crash, in my opinion. And usually that is 6 months after the halving. So that would be October of this year. We can see a new all-time high. Let me know if you agree that we can enter price discovery mode post-halving this year, potentially by October, as he points out. I also want to share that the stock to flow model is ultimately predicting a wide range, a Bitcoin hovering between $100,000 and $1 million per coin between the 2024 post-halving and 2028 halving. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the stock to flow. And to watch his latest prediction in full detail, check the show notes below the video in the description. As each and every episode, I put all the resources I reference in the show notes for you guys to check out on your own. But anyways, family, we still got a lot to cover. So let's dive into our next story of the day. Pump the likes, pump the stream. We now got over 420 people on. We got to get over 500 by the end of the next story. Let's go. So all-time high incoming. This headline reads, Bitcoin and Ethereum have a free walk to new all-time highs amid unprecedented bullish setup, according to this crypto analyst. That's right. Chief Investment Officer of Ikigai Asset Management thinks that a setup never seen before in the history of crypto will push Bitcoin and Ether to fresh all-time highs. In a long thread on X, crypto expert Travis Kling says the confluence of factors is conspiring to fuel Bitcoin's rally to a new all-time high. Let's go. Quoting him here, Bitcoin is essentially a free walk to all-time highs. We just got spot Bitcoin ETFs, which unlock safe access to Bitcoin for trillions of dollars that haven't previously had it. The halving is a few months away. The Fed is likely to cut rates multiple times this year. Chop, chop, chop. Stocks are at all-time highs and look like they're heading higher. Looks can be deceiving though, family. We can argue about the pace to all-time highs, and we can argue about how far beyond the prior all-time highs will eventually go this cycle, referencing 75 Gs, 90, 100, 120, or 180,000. But the path to all-time highs look incredibly straightforward. Crypto will have to do very little work to get Bitcoin into the high 60 Gs. It will likely just happen because we have ETFs and the Fed is easing. We have never had a setup like that before. The halving, which cuts the Bitcoin miner rewards in half, is expected in 72 days, April 18th, family. Kling says that Ethereum also has the same setup, but instead of the halving, Kling says Ethereum relies on its burn mechanism, which destroys a small amount of ETH with every single transaction. The executive also believes that the spot market for Ether is likely to get approved within the coming months, quoting him here. The same setup as above is also essentially in place for ETH, just delayed by 3 to 12 months for the exact same reasons that the SEC was forced to approve spot Bitcoin ETFs. The loss to Grayscale's decision, the court ruled that if you have Bitcoin futures and Bitcoin future ETFs, you have to allow spot Bitcoin ETFs. The SEC is forced to approve these Ethereum ETFs. We can argue about the timing of approval, maybe March, probably too early, May, maybe, certainly possible, but still maybe a bit early. August feels about right. I think it is quite unlikely we get a year from now and we don't have a spot Ethereum ETF. And combine that with the Fed rate cuts and the reflexivity inherent in the Ether burn mechanism. And I think Ether also has a free walk to all-time highs, which is up about 100%. From here, I guess that would be roughly what, the $5,000 level, family? And again, reasonable minds can disagree about the timing and how far beyond the prior all-time highs ETH will go for this cycle, but it looks like basically a free walk. We have never had a setup like that before. So there you have it. New all-time high for Ether incoming, new all-time high for Bitcoin incoming. I agree personally with that sentiment because you already know a rising tide rises all ships. So if Bitcoin skyrockets in market cap, in which it will, the rest of the market's coming along for the ride, and Ether is the second largest cryptocurrency by market cap. So what are your thoughts, family? Let me know. But anyways, still a couple more stories to share with you. Let's discuss this 240,000 price prediction post-halving, and then we'll dive into the latest from the billionaire venture capitalist, Tim Draper. If you're just joining the stream, pump the likes, pump the stream, family. I greatly appreciate it. Appreciate all the support. Scott Melker, also known as the Wolf of Wall Streets, provided insights into the anticipated Bitcoin halving event slated for April 18th in 72 days. He published it earlier in the week. He explained why the event can propel the Bitcoin price to $240,000 per coin. Melker is a well-known trader, investor, writer, and host of the Wolf of Wall Streets pod. Shout out to Scott Melker. In 2020, he won the Binance Influencer of the Year Award ahead for North America. And quoting him here, the Bitcoin halving will occur when the number of blocks that are mined reaches 840,000 in April 2024. Then the reward per block will decrease from 6.25 to 3.125 BTC. This basically means the new supply being used or issued is cut in half. It becomes twice as difficult for the miners to make money mining Bitcoin. And he also noted that the last halving cycle, you go from 20,000 high all the way up to 69,000. That's right. How many of you remember the halving of 2016? The year preceding, in 2017, by December, we hit that 20,000-ish level. And then in 2020, we had the next halving, and it was the year preceding the halving. Actually, November 10th of 2021, we hit the 69,000 all-time high. That's an appreciation of 250%, fam. And if we even take that next 250%, take it from that 69,000 all-time high price into the next cycle, we're looking at around $240,000 per coin. I'm digging it. What are your thoughts, fam? He says, I know it might seem like a hyperbole to talk about Bitcoin being 170 or 220,000 or even a day, 1 million per coin, but if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it. This cycle has worked in the past, and until I see it not working in the future, I'm going to bet that we see Bitcoin over $200,000. And I'm with him 100% on that sentiment because previous cycles have shown us what occurs. So again, that's a very doable. Many investors are optimistic that the halving will boost the price of Bitcoin. Skybridge Capital founder Scaramucci expects the halving to push the Bitcoin price to 170,000, which I covered in maybe 3 or 4 episodes ago. So shout out to the Mooch. Quoting him here, if Bitcoin's at 45,000 on the halving, where it roughly is right now, it'll be 170,000 by mid to late 2025. Also, we have Standard Chartered, and guess who owns Standard Chartered? The primary shareholder, FYI. is BlackRock. They predicted earlier in the month that Bitcoin could hit 200,000. I think it was 220 to be more precise. Now let's discuss billionaire venture capitalist Tim Draper doubling down on his Bitcoin price prediction. The headline here reads, billionaire Tim Draper doubles down on Bitcoin and foresees a moment when people won't want US dollars anymore. That's right. The billionaire venture capitalist discussed his Bitcoin outlook in a new interview with Bloomberg on Tuesday. Draper is famous for his $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction when the Bitcoin price was at $400. He predicted it would take 4 years for it to reach $250,000. Draper admitted that his prediction missed the mark because he underestimated several crucial factors. Quoting him here, a few things I didn't expect. I didn't expect the US government to be so paranoid about Bitcoin. I expect the US government to figure out how to tax it and figure out how to allow people to do business with Bitcoin as their base currency. And it has happened in a number of other countries. And that's why Bitcoin is doing so well. And so I miscalculated on how scared the government, the US government, was. Preach. He also emphasized, and now they realize that Bitcoin's actually better for everyone. It keeps perfect records, he elaborated, noting that criminals who use Bitcoin were all caught. So using dollars is probably better for a criminal. Preach. And US dollar is used primarily for illicit activity, unlike Bitcoin. Take that, Senator Warren. And Draper further shared, I think that there is going to be a movement where there's a run on the banks, the way after the Civil War, there was a run on the Confederate money, and there was a run on the Greek drachma, and a run on the French franc when they became a part of the euro. So in conclusion, the billionaire investor opined the following, I actually think there will be a movement in time when I can buy my food, clothing, and shelter all in Bitcoin, and people won't want US dollars anymore. That's right. Now, I also compiled a timeline. I did this on my own. It took me a while, but here's a history of all Tim Draper's predictions documented. Check it out. In mid-2014, Draper paid almost $19 million for 29,656 Bitcoins confiscated from Silk Road via the U.S. Marshals Service auction. At the time, the price of Bitcoin was only $632 per coin. So Draper has already made an absolute killing. Run the math. Today's price, $42,600. He only paid $600. So each Bitcoin he purchased is up, what, $42,000? That's pretty substantial. And in September of 2014, in an interview with Fox Business, Draper claimed the Bitcoin would hit $10,000 in US dollars in 3 years. Quoting him here, I guess the markets aren't seeing what I'm seeing. An entire economy is being rebuilt. I have a price target of $10,000 in 3 years. Even that may be pessimistic. Now check it. Draper predicted correct, as 3 years later, the Bitcoin price hit almost $20,000 during the 2017 bull run, which was virtually double his initial $10,000 prediction. That's why you got to give Draper a lot of respect. Then next, in April of 2018, when Bitcoin was trading at roughly $8,000 per coin, the well-known billionaire investor forecasted that the Bitcoin price would reach $250,000 by the year 2022 at the Draper Blockchain Party in California. That was the very first time he made that $250,000 prediction. Quoting him word for word, I'm thinking $250,000 a Bitcoin by 2022. Believe it. They are going to think you are crazy, but believe it. It is happening and it is going to be awesome. Then he repeated his bold prediction in a tweet the following morning, which I found and confirmed. He wrote, serious winds of change at our blockchain party last night, predicting Bitcoin at 25,000 by 2022, causing confusion amongst investors. But then he later clarified in the afternoon, the tweet meant 250,000 was the correct figure and not 25,000. So oops, I predicted 250,000 in 2022. My tweet last night was missing a zero. 250,000 is the correct number. So to put that number into perspective, the price of Bitcoin would have had to increase in price 30x from the time it was 8,000 at the time he made the prediction to reach the projected number. And over the years, the legendary investor reiterated his 250,000 prediction multiple times since, ignoring major bear markets and the fallout from the collapse of major crypto exchanges and investment firms. Then in June of 2021, Draper doubled down on his $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction. He wrote, I think I'm going to be right on this one. He actually shared that in a CNBC interview. I am either going to be really right or really wrong, but I am pretty sure that it's going to be in that direction. That's because Draper believes Bitcoin is going to be much more in use by then. Give it about a year and a half and retailers will be on OpenNode, which is a Bitcoin payment processor, so everybody will accept Bitcoin. Then beyond that, I think Bitcoin will continue up because there are only 21 million of them. So by virtue of its code, only 21 million Bitcoin can be mined. So far, more than 18 million Bitcoin are already in circulation. And in June of 2022, Draper again doubled down on his Bitcoin price prediction of $250,000 Bitcoin. When he spoke with Scott Melker, Draper was asked if he still believed the price of Bitcoin would reach $250,000 by 2022. He replied, yeah, by the end of this year or early next in 2023. Draper further explained why he believes the price of Bitcoin will surpass his prediction, quoting him here. One thing that will possibly likely happen, and I don't know exactly when, is that the women will start using Bitcoin. The venture capitalist noted that previously only 1 in 14 Bitcoin hodlers were women. Now it's something like 1 in 6, and I think it will eventually be even, he said, quoting him again. Women control about 80% of retail spending, and retailers haven't yet realized they can save 2%. Then they usually run on very thin margins. So that might be like double their profits. So they can save 2% just by accepting Bitcoin instead of taking a bank-issued credit card, and that can change everything. All of a sudden, all of the women will have Bitcoin wallets and they will be buying things with Bitcoin, and you're going to see a Bitcoin price that will just go right through by $250,000. Estimate. And then in March of last year, another podcast discussion with Melker, Draper changed his Bitcoin price increase timeline, sharing the following. I'm guessing $250,000 Bitcoin. I expected it before June, but it may be delayed. We are running, it may occur, 3 months before the halving, I think. Draper was referencing and referring to the upcoming halving event scheduled to take place in now 72 days. So mining rewards will be cut in half. And so he is now saying that Bitcoin will reach 250,000 by early 2024. And he made that prediction, like I said, last year. Well, guess what? It is now early 2024. And in June of last year, Draper shared his new outlook, initially projecting the achievement of 250 milestone by the end of 2022 or early 2023. However, now reveals the current market conditions compelled him to reevaluate his estimate. And according to his latest assessment, Bitcoin's ascent to 250,000 may take up until 2024. So ultimately, saying it doesn't happen this year for 2024, he is still bullish and anticipating a $250,000 bitty by 2025. So despite Bitcoin's current trading value, I mean, at the time I published this, it was sub 30. We're already back at what, 42. But anyways, here's the last quote from Draper. So much for my predictive abilities. It's June 30th, 2023. When Bitcoin was 4,000, I predicted it would reach 250,000, which was 60x by now. It only reached 30,000, which was 7x. I guess we have to wait a little bit longer, maybe 2 years, but the engineers are hard at work. He also says, I plan to hold it until I can invest it in companies that keep a total walled garden in Bitcoin. Then I hope to earn more Bitcoin. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the billionaire venture capitalist Tim Draper doubling down on his $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.